So hello and welcome everyone. I'm Gracie Keene. I'm a positive psychology wellness coach and moderator in Julie B. Ellen's Sensitive Empowerment Community, and also the host of the Spiral Up group within the community. So I'm so glad that you're here today, and thank you for joining me as we talk about navigating big life changes today. This is a topic that fascinates me so much because this has been one of the biggest challenges in my life. So early on in my life, I experienced a lot of depressive episodes. And after some time, I finally noticed that these were often preceded by significant life changes. And these were things that ranged from changing schools, moving away to college, graduating from college, ending romantic relationships, losing a loved one. So all of those kinds of things just kind of got me off kilter and set me off on a downward spiral into depression. And that, when I noticed that that was what was happening, you know, every time it seemed like I went through a big life change, I was like, how can I deal with this better? Because I really didn't like the anticipation of depression every time a big life change happened. So I dug in and I read everything I could. I listened to speakers. I did research and I tried to just learn as much as I could about navigating change more easily and on how to make myself more resilient in the face of change. So today I want to talk a little bit about not only the changes that we initiate, such as, you know, getting a different job or, you know, starting a new relationship. Those are things that we have some control over. But I'm also talking about changes that happen to us, like unexpected, uncontrollable things, like the loss of a loved one, or, you know, being fired from a job, or, you know, having some kind of natural disaster happen. So those are big life changes as well. So some of what I share is going to be the planning and preparation that you can do for the anticipated life changes. And the rest of it is something that you can do whether or not you knew the change was coming. Okay? So when I was reflecting back on these changes that happened in my life that often preceded a depression, I realized that it really hurt when those connections to people and things from the past were broken, and I feared the uncertainty of the future. And this eventually evolved into a fear of change because I associated change with depression. And so that was an anxiety that I was constantly living with. But after discovering that I was an HSP, everything made so much more sense. And it helped in understanding why dealing with significant change has often been so difficult for me. So I want to share with you why this is for HSPs, and also share some of the things that I have found helpful in moving through these changes with less upset. So as you know, HSPs take in so much more information from our surroundings, and we process these things very deeply. This uses a lot of energy, and we can so easily become overwhelmed from too much input when a lot of things are going on. And this is why creating routines is so useful to us, because that streamlines our days and it reduces processing and it decreases decision fatigue and it conserves our precious energy. So when big life changes happen and all of these trusted routines go out the window, it requires new choices and decisions that have to be made. And all of this requires physical, cognitive, and emotional energy for all of this processing. And if we're not careful, this can lead to imbalance, illness, burnout, and all kinds of other forms of suffering. But it doesn't have to be this way. And I was so happy when I finally discovered how I can approach change differently and not have it result in spiraling down into depression or burnout. So here are some things that I have found helpful for me as well as for the clients that I work with. The number one, self-compassion and acceptance of myself, acknowledging and validating that change is hard and that experiencing difficult emotions is okay. And it's just part of the process. So this is kind of a way of validating that our experience as HSPs of going through change, it's different from everyone else. And I don't know about you, but when I was in jobs that had the annual performance evaluations, I always dreaded it when the upper management would make us put adaptability to change as one of our goals on our performance reviews. I'm like, oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding me. So I guess they had noticed that, you know, some employees don't like change very much. And yet, time after time, I kept seeing, you know, all of these employers that I've worked with, you know, they want to impose all these big changes on people. And it just seems like there's so much upheaval and unnecessary suffering. That's one of the things about being an HSP that makes change a little bit different for us is that we can often see a lot of what's coming. Like we can make all these connections and anticipate all of these possible outcomes, like very quickly, like almost in an instant. So not everyone else, the non-highly sensitive people, not everyone can, you know, anticipate a lot of these possible outcomes that we're seeing, you know, because our processing happens so deeply and so quickly. Oftentimes we're like, oh, you know, we know right away this is going to be a train wreck, or, you know, we know right away that we're going to have to consider this and this and this. But if upper management hasn't accounted for those things, then we might be in for a bumpy ride. So anyway, all of this is to say that if this is what you're feeling when you know that change is just around the corner, that this is very normal, to know that the change is going to be hard and to know that there's going to be some difficult emotions associated with it. It's all okay, and it's part of the process.
To listen to the full-length podcast episode, follow the link in the show notes. Buddhist teacher and author Pema Chodron commented in a video.
Basically, the development of trust is a growing confidence that the nature of things is to change and fall apart and become something else, and you don't have to freak out about it.